B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up. The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Leroy just gave us permission to beat the crap out of him.
That's right.
He did. Well, now, Hot 96.9, it's the Get Up Crew. Now, why are we allowed to beat you?
Because of everything that went down yesterday. First and foremost, David Ortiz, get well. You know, you really want to see him pull through, and we hope, you know, everything's going to be okay.
Right.
But yesterday, the rumors were out there. Having an affair. This is what this was all about. Just a bunch of rumors, and again...
Allegedly.
They're just rumors. But me, personally, I heard that, and I just sat back and started thinking about my own life, and I'm like, man... Affairs are just not worth it. If I ever get caught up with someone who's married, and I'm going to be honest, there's been some married people in my DMs.
Really?
Hit me up. And I'm like, mm-hmm. You know, that's not my, I'm not going that way. But if somehow, some way, nobody's, you know, everyone, there's, no one's perfect. If I somehow end up going down that road, I need somebody to snatch me up by the collar and get me. I don't understand why people take the risk and deal with people who are married. It's not really worth it.
Not even your dream woman. No. Now let's say she's a 15 on a scale of 1 to 10. Because I'm gonna say this because I had a friend of mine literally say to me yesterday that they saw the alleged side chick of David Ortiz and quote,
"Beautiful.
I don't blame him. That ish was worth it."
Yeah, she is very. If it's whoever that girl in the picture is beautiful.
Yes,
but
is that enough?
Your life?
Right.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. But I'll tell you what, Leroy, you start messing with a married woman, I'm not gonna smack you. You're an adult. You know the risk going into it. Listen, if you ask me for advice, I'll be like, I don't think you should do it. But at the end of the day, make your own damn decision.
I wouldn't hit you, and you wouldn't have to ask. But I would have some things to say.
I mean,
people who are not, I think people in your inner circle, if you're really a friend to them, you say something to them or you at least ask some questions to make them pause and say, maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
They are an adult. They know.
That is true.
The risk
that
going into
true.
It, the risk could be. Somebody shooting your ass. Right. It could be. I had a friend who was messing with a married woman. And for a year, her husband, he didn't physically attack him. What he did was actually worse. He would just literally follow him everywhere.
Stop
he knew where
it.
He worked. So he'd just hang outside of his job. He'd hang outside.
Oh,
like
my
if he
God.
Went to a bar or something, he'd hang outside there. If he went into a store, he'd hang outside there in his car. And he was like, he goes, this was actually worse. He goes, because he wouldn't do it. He would just watch me. And I was always like, is today going to be the day that he's going to do something? And I'm like, dude, you didn't think about that when you started messing with his wife?
That's the thing. So why do people do it knowing? Because I really truly feel like people cheat and they do that because of the potential risk behind it. Because that's part of the excitement.
Yeah.
Am I going to get caught? You know what I mean?
That's when it you need your friends to kind of throw a bucket of water on you and say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Listen, again, if you're an adult, if you can't go in there and be like, I didn't know that there was a possibility of something happening because of the husband or wife finding out.
It's not that you don't know. It's that you sometimes you just get into your head or you're just so like in lust or whatever it is.
We've all made
stupid decisions. But I've appreciated my friends who have said, what are you doing? What are you doing?
How often have your friends talked you out of a stupid decision, Pebbles?
Over the years? Probably quite a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you were about to do something and they said, don't do it. And you said, you guys are right. I'm not going to do it.
Well, I'm very stubborn. So a lot of times I don't listen to people. But if it's something that's been really serious, like I can't remember anything specific, but... Yeah.
You're not alone in that, though, Pebs. Because if people are going to do something, they're going to do it. It's not going to take a friend saying you shouldn't do that for them to change their mind. They already, 9 times out of 10, if you're going to a friend for advice or whatever about something, you already have in your head made up your decision, what you're going to do. And not any opinion from anybody else is going to change your mind.
You're gonna keep talking to your friends until you find the one that agrees with you and go, well, I guess you know what?
To justify it.
No, if you know you're wrong, you don't even ask. People don't even ask their friends, like, what do you think of this?
Which is why I leave it alone. I look at it this way. The best teacher is life. Like, if life punches you in the face, that's going to make a lot more of an impact than me being like, you shouldn't do that because it might come out, turn out bad
but
on the other
life
side.
But life is your friends helping you get through life. And if you're making bad decisions, like, I would hate for somebody to say, why didn't you say anything to me? Mm. You know what I mean? Why didn't you, you know, even though you knew you were wrong, like, I still would be like, why didn't you say anything to me?
I'd be like, you really needed me to say you shouldn't.
Yes, yes. Sometimes someone does need to speak up and say something.
Oh, and man.
And you may risk a friendship, whatever, but you got to, I feel like you have to say something.
All right, well, Leroy?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
Here we go.
He's not the one.
I'm telling you right now.
Uh-huh.
Don't mess with any of those guys hitting you
oh,
up in the
DM.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.